Praise be Jesus and Mary. The Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. This is the central truth and the central reality of Christmas and of the Christmas octave. He, God, came into this world, but St. John also tells us he came into this world and his own did not receive him. And we see this in today's gospel where Herod did not receive him. The child, Christ, even in the form of a child, never leaves anyone indifferent. Herod, in his passion, wanted to kill him. But in the octave, we also see different fruits of this great mystery of the love of God and the response of the different saints. In particular, we have Saint Stephen, we have Saint John, and today we celebrate the Holy Innocents. Saint Bernard says that in Saint Stephen, we have a martyr in will and deed. In Saint John, we have a martyr in will. And in the Holy Innocents, we have a martyr. We have martyrs indeed. They are a unique group of martyrs. They are called the flowers, the first flowers of martyrs, because as St. Augustine puts it, they are the first buds that blossomed in the persecution, in the frost of persecution. And they died suffering not only for Christ, but died in his stead, as St. Augustine says. And so they were sanctified in the most excellent way. St. Thomas says that baptism, the efficacy of baptism derives from the passion of Christ and from the Holy Spirit. And with the different forms of baptism, the baptism of water, desire, and blood, he says that the baptism of blood is the most excellent form. Why? Because in the baptism of blood, Christ's passion acts by way of imitating the divine act itself, the divine act of the passion of shedding blood. The most excellent way, therefore, because it participates in a special way in the cause, the passion of Christ. So the Holy Innocents remind us that the crib and the cross constitute one mystery. Bethlehem leads to Calvary. The incarnation was a redemptive incarnation. And this is why this mystery cannot leave us indifferent. It demands our response. This is why from the crib to the cross to the altar, our Lord continues his mysteries, especially in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, and we are called here to participate and unite ourselves with and through and in his sacrifice. So let's ask this grace, in particular from the Holy Innocents, and unite ourselves to Christ through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Praise be Jesus and Mary.